our main hospital in Kathmandu, the Togong Institute of Ophthalmology, is right now overwhelmed dealing with head and eye trauma. The earthquake has just been devastating. It's much more than what you hear in the news. The amount of destruction and the amount of infrastructure that's been knocked out. Nepal is the 157th poorest country in the world. And knocking out electricity, knocking out the water supply, knocking out sanitation and sewage systems, it's going to be a real horrendous problem. And so, in a situation like this now, just 3 days out, we've been really rallying, trying to bring the kind of basic assistance that's necessary. So trying to bring clean water and shelter has been a big priority. And our doctors have been really working around the clock, helping deal with the trauma. And most of the injuries are traumatic. There are a lot of head injuries, a lot of eye injuries. But in the next several weeks, we're going to also be starting to expand outward. There's very poor communication in Nepal, and many, many small little villages, small little hill villages that were closer to the epicenter of the quake. And all you really hear on the news in America are reports of what's the number of people they found dead in Kathmandu and the people who are on Mount Everest and the avalanche at base camp. But there are so many small villages of a few hundred to a few thousand people in between that are absolutely devastated. And where there are still a very significant number of people with bad traumatic injuries that have yet to be reached by help. And so we're working, being used to carrying out, mobile outreach cataract programs. We really have the skills and experience to bring that immediate assistance to the people in the remote areas.